Hey everybody, Billy Newman here with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast, and today's show is called Why Do Rodents Thrive in Fresno's Climate and Environment? You know what keeps me up at night? The fact that Fresno homeowners are spending millions every year playing an endless game of cat and mouse, quite literally, with our city's most persistent residents. But have you ever wondered why these tiny troublemakers find our slice of the Central Valley so irresistible? Well, grab your coffee, because we're about to dive into why Fresno is basically a five-star resort for rodents. First up, let's talk about our weather. While folks in other parts of the country are dealing with winter wonderlands that force rodents into hibernation, our mice and rats are living their best lives year-round. Our mild winters are like an endless summer vacation for these pests, keeping their reproduction game strong when other regions see natural population drops. It's like they've got a permanent no-vacancy sign up in Rodent Town. Now, let's chat about our agricultural wonderland. Fresno's surrounded by a buffet that would make any rodent's mouth water. We're talking almonds, citrus, you name it. These crafty critters have figured out that our farms aren't just all-you-can-eat restaurants. They're also perfect places to call home, thanks to all those irrigation systems and storage facilities. It's basically rodent paradise. Here's where it gets really interesting. Our city's unique layout. Fresno's got this wild mix where urban meets agriculture, creating what I like to call the rodent red carpet. These transition zones are like getting the best of both worlds for our unwanted guests. Cozy human structures for shelter with an endless food supply right next door. Let me share a real story that'll make this hit home. Last summer, I worked with the Wilson family near Woodward Park. Their beautiful home backed right up to an orchard, and boy, did they have a situation on their hands. We found over 20 different spots where rats were treating their house like a highway between the field and their attic. It was like they'd installed a rodent mass transit system. So here's what you need to know. Fresno friends, if you're within a mile of any agricultural area, and let's face it, who isn't in Fresno, you've got to think defense first. Focus on sealing up those gaps where your house meets the ground. In our city, waiting for winter to slow these critters down is like waiting for rain in August. It's just not going to happen. This has been Billy Newman with the Fresno Rodent Control Podcast.